This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yemi. We are in Kalim Hey Tes. They will do Hey Tes and Hey Yud, Hat through High. Yesterday we did Hey Zion and Hey Ches. Let us review. Hey Zion. The oven became Tameh. How do you entire your oven? You have to break it. What do you do? You don't have to mamash destroy it. You could cut them into three parts. The point of doing three parts is they don't want, no part should be a roiv. And you're cutting it vertically. And you're going to scrape off the coating. And you're going to cut it until you hit the ground. So a full length cut. Rameir says you don't have to take off the coating. You don't have to cut all the way to the ground. You could just go that it's less than four tvachim worth of height. Which, remember, that was Rameir Shita about the Shir of Atanar. I think it was in Mishnah Aleph. Shitasai. And then at that point, it's not Mekabel Tumah anymore. Shimon says, I also require that you move it. Some say he says move the pieces from each other. Some say he move it off the ground. If you cut into pieces, one is larger than the other, then obviously one is the Rav. That one is Tumah, the other one is Tar. If you cut into three pieces, and one of them is over 50%, that one is Tumah, another two are Tar. That seems pretty straightforward. Ches, if you cut it width-wise, if each one is less than four tvachim, you're tahar. Good. Now, this is important for what we're going to learn today. If you go ahead and shmir on new clay, then it could return to Kabbalah's Tumah, but only if you reheat it up in the oven to the shear of baking the sufkan in like that was the original shear. Okay, you have to recreate it, basically. Good. Okay, that's going to come up again today. So what do we say? You put on a tit, yes. The katuma come back, yes, but only if you heat it back up. There, the Mishnah says something interesting. If there is a distance between the coating and the oven, and you fill that up, that airspace with sand or with little rocks, that the halacha is the nida v'tahira ofis by v'tara, they can bake in it together. There's no tumah on that. Because the coating, the oven has not been recreated, has not been re-nischadesh. You're able to use it through some artificial method, but you have not recreated the oven, and therefore it's tahar.
My book says that you only have to heat it to sufganim.
Sufganim, right? The legal rock.
That's not the same as when you do it to originally.
No, the same thing. Same thing.
That is the same.
Yeah, thing? The blila rock. Yeah, the soft batter, liquidy batter. Tess. Okay. Tanur sheba mechutach mibeis uman. You know, you buy kits nowadays. You go on Amazon or something like that, and you buy a kit. So you bought a kit. What do you buy? An oven kit. The uman send it to you in pieces. Fascinating. Okay. Why would you want to do that? Well, because it's a lot easier to transport that way. Asaboy limudim. And he made rings. Rings of pottery. To put over the boards after you make them into an oven. Seems like these like vertical boards. And you're going to put the boards next to each other and put the rings around them to keep it tight. Okay? Similarly to like a barrel. Okay. V'noisnan alav. And you put these rings on your boards. V'utar. The Mishnah doesn't read so easily. The way to read it, they read it is like this. For noise and love, you put the rings on. Okay. The tar, vutar, still tar. Nitma. Huh? What does that mean, nitma? So the way they read it is like this. After you put on the rings, it's still tar. Nothing happens. No, I'm sorry. This is the way they read it, I'm sorry. After you put on the rings, that it's still tahar, meaning to say any tumah that touched it previously does not affect it. Which is generally the rule. When tumah touches something at that point it was not a kli, what happens later is irrelevant. The ma'aseh b'shas, it touched it, it wasn't a kli. At that point it didn't have rings. However, after you put on the rings, now it's royal kabbal tumah, and now it's tameh. But that only in condition, of course, that you heat it up at the shear to bake the sufkan in. it does not read easily, this pshat. V'nois in the love, you put on the rings, v'tar, it's still tar from any previous toma. Now nitma, at this point it becomes tame. What, nitma? It's not kishmak. I think they say that, and there's a whole different way of learning this Mishnah, which I can see why this is not the ideal way to learn it. Not the ideal, whatever, it's not perfect, put that way. All right. What's the chiddush? What's the chiddush of this? That I guess what, you didn't put tit around it? That they're only held together by rings? What's the chiddush of this? Why not? I don't know. Let's keep going. Maybe the chiddush is the seifa. Silek es lemudav. Now, the vav here is also very troublesome. They point that out already. The vav doesn't really belong here. It should be silek es lemudav. You remove the rings. Haim. Thou tahar. This is a chiddush. You don't need to really break it. You can just take off the rings. This would actually be a great etzah to make an oven. Because whenever it comes tameh, just boop, took off the rings, put the rings back on, hechzir and lay, put them back on, tahar. It stays tahar. Oh, the way they read it as follows. If you then, you put the rings back on, the tana remains tahar. The first time that you put them on became royal kabel toma, but once they came off and were detached, does not come back. This is a big chiddush. Why would that be? They explain as follows. After you use the tanner, after you start using it, once you take off the rings, you cannot get it back the way it was without air pockets. It doesn't go on the second time. We all had such experiences, right? The second time, just can't get it back on the way it was. Okay.
Unless.
Thank you. Merchu betit, if you smear it with tit, mekabel toma. If after putting it back together the second time, you put on tit, now it's mekabel toma. Because now that tit seals up those little air pockets. Aha. Now it's good. You don't have to fire it up. Shekvar, it was already fired up. Since the Iker Tan was already fired up, you don't have to fire it up again. Now, one second. We learned the Mishnah Ches. Previous Mishnah, Tana became Tame, you cut it up, right? And then you put the pieces back together again, and you put on tit. It's only a couple of times when you put it back in the fire. It's not enough. You say, oh, well, the original oven was already fired up. No, you need to put on the tit and you need to put it back and fire it back up. What's the difference over here? So the Chayim explain that one is worse than our Mishnah. That one was not made in parts. That one, you cut it up. When you cut it up, your mamish ruined it. Therefore, you're going to have to put on tit again and have to heat it up again. Furthermore, our Mishnah does not need a new hesek because the old original hesek strengthens it. All right, I'm going to go with the first pshat. And the second one, my understanding. The first pshat is that this one is better because this one was originally made in parts. There's that one you broke it. So when you broke it, it's worse. Okay, I can hear that. You broke into parts. To remake it as an oven, you have to put on tit and you have to heat it. Machine. This one was already in parts.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I guess, a little bit.
Way, the other way, you cut up and you ruined it.
Mm-hmm.
This one you didn't ruin it. It was made that way.
Okay. This is a confusing Mishnah. Because the first time we said you did not have to put on tit. Right? In Mishnah Tess.
not prompted. No, they did. No, they did not. One second. Right.
It's very interesting. Here it says, what you're saying
right.
It says that they held, the reason is they held tightly together. But they held tightly together. Why, when you put them back?
Right. You have to put on tip the second time, not the first time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. But even that, you don't have to fire it back up. Whereas in the previous mission, we learned you do need to fire back. Okay. A little bit confusing. Mishnah Yod. This Mishnah, we had it in Idias. It's definitely from the more famous Mishnahs, more famous Machlokism in all of Shas. Very, very famous Mishnah. I would maybe even venture to say that this is the most well-known Mishnah in Kalim. Maybe, maybe. I don't know. I haven't taken a poll, but. This one's a very famous one. Chotchu chulyos. You cut the oven widthwise. Like we spoke about a couple of Mishnahs ago. And they're not Makabat Tumah, they're not Fort Tvachim. Fine. Now, Nasan Chol, he puts sand, min chulya l'chulya, between every ring. And he puts tit on top of that. Okay. So this is what we talk about in Mishnah Ches. The difference between this and Mishnah Ches, in Mishnah Ches, there was no barriers between the Chulya. There were no barriers between the Chulya and the Chulya, and no barriers between the Chulya and the Tit. Our Mishnah, though, is talking about there is a barrier between each Chulya. Lezer says what? Since there's a space between the chulyos, there's sand, they're not considered attached through that tit. They're still considered broken, they're not makabel tumah. This is similar, according to like a tanner, that you're marchik the tit from the chulyos. We talked about a couple of shnayos where you had that airspace. It's not makabel tumah, they're not considered attached one to another. Because you put sand. Okay, this is sand or tit, same thing. Chol or tit. It's the same thing. Chomim etamin. Chom say that the tit, oh, no, it's the tit coating makes them all as one, even though in between each individual ring there is sand. Okay. So there's tit on as a coating and chol in between the trunk. Okay, that's where I was getting confused. Since this tit is stuck onto the chulyos, it makes them attached. It's a kabel tumah. And a vadi, you have to fire it back up. Like we learned. That's generally the rule. Zehu tanurai shlachmai. This is the snake oven.
Coiled snake
oven. Thank you. Just like a snake coils up in circles, this oven, they talked about it and they surrounded it with proofs. That's makabel tumah. They surrounded the oven with proofs the way a snake is circular and surrounds. Now, it's not the fact that the oven was necessarily, you know, cut into rings. That's not the way they say it. That's not what the Gemara in Bracha says. Why is it called Tanurah Shachnai? Kifu halachos kachnai. They surrounded with halachos, with rayas, like a snake, like a serpent.
Sounds like it's a big machalokas.
Oh, yeah. And they said, same way a snake, when you're around it, there's no escape. So too, one who wants to retire this tanor has no escape. The Chachamim proved conclusively, irrefutable, that this is a tanor that is tamei.
It sounds like Eliezer had a strong opinion.
The Gemara says that there was a story where a sheriff came to this tanor
and they baked bread in it, etc. Rabbi Elazar says everything's fine. It's not metabel tumah. The Chum said, no, it's tameh. Rabbi Elazar asked all the questions in the world, and they did not agree with him. Rabbi Elazar said, I will prove to you the halacha is like me. Look at this carob tree. It will go out. The water will retreat. The walls of the Beis Medrash will come down. They will lean. A bas kol came out from Shemayim. And so Rabbi Elazar is right. And the Chum say, no, loy b'shamayim. We don't care what they say in Shemayim. We are the Rav and we win. This is a fascinating, fascinating Gemara. How could you dare go against a baskol? I'm telling you that not that way. No, and you say, yeah, what is going on here? Loy b'shamayim, he state in Buzik, we don't care. Psh, wow, paladik Gemara. They put him in Cheirim, by the way.
They did.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. It doesn't say it in the Mishnah, but look in the Gemara and Brachas Daf Yotes. Put him in Cheirim. They do. Rabbi Elazar put in Cheirim. Shemuti. Rabbi Elazar had a rough time after this machlokes. Life did not go so well for him. And the Ein of the Baskel said he was right. Can you imagine? Famous machlokes.
I can't even imagine a Baskel. No less imagine what it's
like. I've never heard of Baskel myself, maybe. And one day, I'm hoping one day. Yoris ha'arvoyim, pots of the Arabians, shuchayvrabar, they dig in the ground, v'topetin, and they smear the walls with tit. And they fire a fire inside and they bake bread in it. Mom's, it's like a pot in the ground. Yimachol ha'tit, lamoid bifnei atzmoy tamei, v'im lav tohoim. If it's thick, that if you would remove the dirt, the oven would the pot would stay intact. Then it's considered a kleitz makabel tumah. But vada, you have to heat it up one time to fire it up, to makabel tumah. What's the chiddush of this Mishnah? That even though it's not like a regular tanner, every other tanner is detached from the ground, this one is attached to the ground. But we don't say it's not makabel tumah, it is considered a tanner. Vizeo Tanurai shall ben Dinai. Ben Dinai was the man who made these ovens. Some say this is the Elazar ben Dinai. Unfortunately, he is not known for good things. The Mishnah in Saita Test tells us he was a murderer. Maybe that's the pshat. Since he was a murderer and he always had a hideout in the wilderness, therefore he used this oven.
It sounds like there's a lot of machlokes about that too.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
It's legal, subject to many legal discussions.
Many legal discussions, oh yeah? The legal scholars debate it?
That's it. Because this oven, too, was the subject of many legal discussions.
Oh, that's why it's called Ben Dinai, because like a din. Yeah, they say that pshat. Okay, that's it for today. Everybody have a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.